Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 15th of April. The Church. The body of Christ, the Church, is a worldwide institution of sanctified people who are among the denominations and even outside of them. These are people who have been born of the seed of the divine nature and baptized by the Father into the body of Christ. This happened when the Word of God was spoken to them and they received the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of adoption, and the Father then sent the Spirit of the Son into their heart. The Holy Spirit enabled the conception of the seed of God, which is the Spirit of Christ, in their heart, whereupon the Father placed them in the body of Christ. With this in mind, we acknowledge that the Father knows those who are His. As the Apostle Paul declared, "Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Iniquity is going astray from the pathway of salvation that Christ has pioneered for us, because we trust in our own understanding and walk according to the sight of our own eyes. Those who are known by the Father are calling on the name of the Lord and departing from iniquity. That is, they are planted in the body of Christ so that they can join the process of regeneration and become sons of men in the image and likeness of God. How then do we know who belongs to the Church, the body of Christ? Jesus was clear that it is by their fruit that a person is known, saying, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. The good fruit is the fruit of the divine nature and not a projection of religious good works." The references used in today's devotions are 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19, Proverbs 3 verse 5, Isaiah chapter 5 verse 21, Romans chapter 10 verse 13, Titus chapter 3 verses 4 to 7, and Matthew chapter 7 verses 16 and 17. For further study, 2 John.